Jesus said to his disciples, "None of those who cry out, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of God, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. Anyone who hears my words and puts them into practice is like the wise man who built his house on rock. When the rainy season set in, the torrents came, and the winds blew and buffeted his house. It did not collapse. It had been solidly set on rock." The Gospel of the Lord. In the spiritual exercises program that Jim has gone through more than once, he's heard me quoting many times Fulton Sheen, Archbishop Fulton Sheen, who was probably the best communicator in the country last century. He's already venerable. He was the first tele-evangelist, radio evangelist. But also he wrote probably about 70 books. I'd like to give you a short summary of one of those books related to what we're celebrating now. It was a book on marriage, and the title of the book is It Takes Three to Get Married. Not two, but three. Who would be the three? Jim, Catherine, and Jesus Christ. Let's talk about that. If you're going to have a successful marriage, you have to have Jesus Christ in the center of your marriage. Otherwise, it's not going to work. You know, looks, intelligence, and wit can only get you so far. But Jesus Christ, He's the rock. He's the rock foundation. So how are you going to do that? Well, I'm going to be telling you certain things you've already heard, but I think it's good to hear it again. Fulton Sheen says, "Growing in holiness does not depend upon learning new things, but understanding deeper and assimilating the things we've already learned." So first is this, prayer. Prayer. You already are praying, but go deeper. Prayer can be compared to the ocean. You could be walking along the shore, or you can go out 5 miles and drop the anchor. Big difference. Along the shore, you just have the waves come and the foam. It just is going to barely graze your feet. You go out in the deep, you drop the anchor, it's already 500 feet, 600 feet, 700 feet, and it's still going down. That is an image of the infinite abyss of who God is. So go deeper in prayer. I would suggest that you read the Catechism of the Catholic Church, the fourth part on prayer. Masterpiece. Masterpiece. Second suggestion would be to receive the Eucharist. You're going to be receiving the Eucharist today. What is the Eucharist? The body, the blood, the soul, and the divinity of Jesus Christ. There is no greater action on earth that a human person can do than to receive the Eucharist. No greater action. And we pray the prayer of the Our Father. And we say, "Give us this day our daily bread." Now you can interpret that in many ways. Daily bread, give us enough health to work hard to put the bread on the table. That's a physical interpretation. Or, give us the daily bread of the Word of God. Remember when the devil was tempting Jesus? Jesus said, "Man does not live on bread alone, but every word that comes forth from the mouth of God." So, That's another interpretation. But the third interpretation is the bread of the Eucharist, John chapter 6. I am the bread of life. Whoever eats my body and drinks my blood will have everlasting life, and I will raise him up on the last day. So if you can come to daily Mass, often when I'm coming into the church at 4, 4:35, Jim is here, he's making his holy hour, saying his prayers, no? But go one step further, Mass and the Eucharist. So organize your day in such a way that the very center of your day is going to be the Eucharist. You're going to receive the Eucharist today, and what's going to happen is, before your eyes, you can see an image of the Sacred Heart of Jesus with St. Margaret Mariella Cook. How privileged. In the 17th century, she had these incredible visions. If you ever see those pictures of the Sacred Heart, it's basically related to that. But when you receive the Eucharist, both of you are going to have a heart transplant. A heart transplant because you're going to receive the body of Christ. And the most noble organ in the body of Christ, of course, is his heart. So if both of you are receiving the Eucharist, both of you are going to receive the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and that is what Gilbert read on love. If you really want to live out the commandment of love that was read, 1 Corinthians 13, the Eucharist. Okay, next. There's no such thing as perfection in this world. There's no such thing as a perfect marriage. When both of you have a disagreement on something, never go to bed angry at each other. What you have to do is try to reconcile. The Bible says, do not let the sun go down upon your anger. So make sure that if you have a disagreement, before retiring at night, you have to say these words. These are the three most important phrases in your marriage. I love you, I'm sorry, I forgive you. Okay? Amen? I love you, I'm sorry, I forgive you are the three most important phrases or sentences. They're short, sometimes hard to say. Sometimes we just want to hear the other say, I'm waiting for it, I'm sorry, yes, I will forgive you, no? But it has to be mutual. It has to be mutual. And with respect to reconciliation, make sure that you go to confession frequently, at least once a month. You know, the confession, you go, you experience a lot of peace. A lot of peace. I was thinking, what would happen if everyone went to confession in the world every 2 or 3 weeks? You probably wouldn't have that many psychologists. You wouldn't have to take depression pills, no? All right? I think that a lot of people have psychological, well, moral problems and depression because they have a lot of sin within them. You give your sin to Jesus Christ, you're forgiven, you experience the peace that passes all understanding. So make it a point to reconcile with each other, but to reconcile with God through a good confession. All right, and another point that has to be said is this. Saturday is the day you're being married. Saturday is a day dedicated to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Have a great love for Mary. Consecrate your family to the Sacred Heart. Consecrate your family to Mary. Talk to Mary frequently. And see that Catherine has roses in her hands. Beautiful. Now one of the greatest writers, possibly the greatest writers in the Italian language, was a man called Dante, who wrote what is called the Divine Comedy. In the Divine Comedy, in which Dante is going with Virgil from hell to purgatory to heaven, he's going up and up and up and up. He lifts up his eyes. What does he see? He sees, in Italian, Rosa Mystica. Also in Spanish, Rosa Mystica, which is the mystical rose. But the mystical rose is really a person. The mystical rose is the Blessed Virgin Mary. And beyond the mystical rose, you've got the Blessed Trinity. So, find time to pray the rosary every day. In your car, you can do it. But I think it's a good idea, I suggest, before dinner. You have dinner at 6:15, at 6 o'clock, pray the rosary. Because the family that prays together stays together. Our beloved John Paul II, we have a statue to my left, not the altar service, but beyond them, okay? They're not statues, they're real people, right? Okay. Even though they might appear to be statues, no? But beyond them in that cove there, you have two images, you have two statues of St. Faustine and John Paul II. He wrote a document on the rosary, and the title is The Blessed Virgin Mary and the Rosary. And he introduced the luminous mysteries, which are beautiful mysteries. But also he said we should pray the rosary for two reasons. For world peace, and for the family. He wrote that about 15 years ago. So we have to pray for the world, that the world will be at peace. Father Patrick Peyton says a world at prayer is a world at peace. So if we don't pray, we're going to have wars. Our Lady Fatima also said that. But also, pray the rosary for the family. Both of you are going to be forming a family. Okay? Forming a family through prayer and devotion to Mary. So right now, I'm going to offer you a gift for your wedding. My gift is this. I'm going to offer you a novena, which means starting today for 9 days, every time I celebrate Mass for 9 days, I'll be placing both of you on the altar for 9 days, so that when I lift up the chalice, I lift up the paten, I'll be lifting up Jim and Catherine, that God will bless you with peace, joy, long life, and eternal life. May God bless you.